It's not in the pursuit of happiness that we find fulfillment. It is in the happiness of pursuit. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Mindful Monday segment, we have a great message on finding true fulfillment. Enjoy.
And when I spoke to, say, Paulo Coelho, who's sold 100 million plus copies, The Alchemist, etc., you talk to Rick Rubin. So let me give his example first. When he has a musician who's stuck, great musician, but they've developed performance anxiety about songwriting for whatever reason, he will say, "Do you think you could get me one sentence or maybe two words that you like by tomorrow?" That's it, two words. "Can you do that for me?" And he gives them a micro assignment. Best writing advice that I probably ever received, and I've received a lot of good writing advice, but I can get myself really wound up because I expect perfection to flow from my fingertips like magic, and that never happens. So then I beat the hell out of myself, and that makes me less likely to put pen to paper in the first place. Mm-hmm. I'll procrastinate, which is why if you write 2 crappy pages per day, you've won the day. That's a successful writing day. And that does a few things. It helps you to maintain enthusiasm because you're constantly winning. And of course, on many days, you'll write more than 2. You'll get to 2, then you go to 5 or to 10. But if you're on an off day, you write 2 crappy pages, even if you never use it, it's a successful day. And that, I think, for longer term projects and extended creativity is really important.
You know, you have to have the patience. You have to find beauty in the process of building something and find beauty in the journey and understand that the end result is not really the most beautiful part of it. And so right. It's having that patience.
I mean, it takes a long time to become an overnight success, right? And I think for the both of us and everybody we know that we admire and who's achieved anything, they've been at this a long time and they've been talking at it. And by the way, they weren't great at the beginning. Go watch early interviews of Steve Jobs, right? Early interviews of Steve Jobs are fantastic. Terrible. And he actually, in one of them, says, I need to go throw up because he's so nervous about talking on camera. He's terrible. And the point is he practices and he practices and he practices. He gets better, but he does it out loud. And I think the idea of hiding until it's perfect, it's a fool's game. I think you put yourself out there, you start, you practice out loud, then you get feedback, and you grow.
I mean, counterpunch.
You put it out there.
I would say the one thing that you may be referring to that I talk about a lot is it's tough to come out the gate at 22 and say, this is the definitive thing, here's my advice. I think talking to the world about your truth.
But what you believe.
Correct, is the game.
Is the game.
You know, your point of view on the world and like what you believe and where you come from, that's gold, your process. That's why I talk a lot about documenting instead of creating. It's just your truth.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I mean, there's no substitute for doing. The amount of people that wait for the perfect thing and then never do anything.
You know, the most beautiful thing when you're young and you think you have something to contribute is to admit that you don't know everything, admit that you're learning.
Trying to get people to think, like, wait a minute, am I doing the thing that I want to do? Or is it cultural pressure, pressure from my parents, pressure from the mortgage and the family to do some other thing?
Right.
And it's just, lo and behold, there's a lot of people for whom that has been a bigger shaper of what they're on their path to do as opposed to the thing that they actually want to do. It's certainly, there's always a feeling, and that's the thing that we are told, we are taught to ignore feelings. Mm. I think we've done a terrible job culturally, not just in the US, but in the West. We've done a very bad job of cultivating one's desire, expectation, ability to listen to our intuition. And it was, you know, we all have different paths, some through sort of grief, some through achievement, some through struggle to start to listen to. We all have that compass.
Because often in life. We know what to do, but we don't do what we know. And another way that's been said is common sense isn't always common practice. And sometimes our intuition is screaming at us, but the demands of the day, the distractions in life are pulling our mind in a million different directions. And our psychology, our brains, our intuition is so drained that sometimes that noise makes it really hard for us to listen to our own hearts. There was this scene in this movie, Shawshank Redemption. And it's very symbolistic in a lot of ways, a lot of metaphors into the scene. And it's shortly after Andy Dufresne, Tim Robbins' character, escapes out of prison and to come out to freedom on the other side. Listening to Morgan Freeman's character, Red, talk about how much he missed his friend and how much the place had changed without him there. But then he said this line, "Some birds just can't be caged. Their feathers are just too bright." That's you. So if you're hearing this and you've been in a cage and imprisoned by your circumstances, your life, habits, patterns, environment, relationships, whatever it is, realize you're too big for that. Don't let anything stop you. Keep pushing.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.